This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the bullpen. I'm switching it up a little bit in the bullpen today. I'm highlighting one of the most remarkable people you will ever meet. He's only 14 years of age. His name is Jaquiel Jackson, actor, athlete, and a person who gives back. He's already raised over $200,000 for those who are in need. We put so much emphasis on politicians and public policy that sometimes we forget that the real power is with the person. We're going to be reminded of that right now. Mr. Jackson, good day. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. First, I want to give a little bit of background to what you've been doing. You have raised awareness for the homeless epidemic. You are from Chicago. You have created blessing bags, a giveaway filled with wipes, socks, deodorant, hand sanitizer, granola bars, toothbrushes, toothpaste, bottled water, and a whole lot more. You've been able to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars to help people. Tell us, where does your drive to be a community champion come from?
So it really comes from experiences from when I was younger, actually. When I was 5 years old, I went to go feed the homeless with my aunt and my cousins. And this was kind of my first real experience with the homeless. So I got to see how they live, how they ate, slept. And I didn't understand at 5 years old that there were homeless people. I thought that everybody had homes at that age. So I didn't understand what was happening. So I went home after that and asked my parents if we can give them all houses. And we obviously couldn't do that. That was just my 5-year-old mind just going wild, just thinking of different ideas. But really, that's the idea that you would think of, like just give them all houses. And after that, I kept asking. I didn't stop after they said no. So eventually that showed them how much of a passion I have for this issue, how much I really want to do something. So we sat down, we had a conversation about the different things that we have on a daily basis that they don't have, and we thought of blessing bags.
Beautiful. You know, I tell my college students a lot that we're all a combination of our three E's: experiences, exposures, and environments. And a lot of times what we do in life can be traced back to how those three E's impacted us. And you just gave us an example of your experiences, exposures, and environments that created the catalyst for you to become the young man you are today. You started Project I Am. Let's talk about Project I Am. What is the emphasis of that movement?
So my movement with Project I Am, the purpose really is just to help other people, specifically the homeless, but also young people, because while I'm helping other people in my community, I also want to help the young people in my community that are just going to be ruling the world, basically. Because in the future, we have to realize that we are going to be the ones that are the presidents and people running the world. So we have to start now, like get a little better with just our everyday lives and helping our community, so that when we're older, we'll be pros.
You've embraced a dynamic, young brother, that many at 14, I did not embrace this when I was 14, but you have embraced a dynamic at 14 that means, by virtue of you embracing the fact that you are a future leader of this nation, no matter what, you are a future leader of this country. That means that you're going to stand on my shoulders and the shoulders of others. You're going to be far ahead because of you embracing that early. Why do you think you have embraced this classification of servant leader so early in your life?
Really, I think that it started early because, well, actually, I feel like every young person at the age I was at 5 years old is curious and excited about everything that they're experienced to. You know, some kids get experienced to good things while others may get experienced to bad things. That kind of starts the path of how you're going to grow up, really. So me being experienced to homelessness, which is such a big issue at 5 years old, made me really curious about it and really wanted to do something. So being experienced with something positive is what I think kind of started this whole journey so early.
You know, young man, I'm so proud of you, brother. I just can't tell you, man, I'm really smiling ear to ear. A lot of people know how to point out problems. Nobody goes down in history for pointing out the problems of everybody else. The only people that have legacy are people that actually create remedies, solve problems, provide solutions. You have done that. How did you raise so much money?
So going up with the organization, so now six years, I started when I was 8. So throughout the journey, we have created like a website, officialprojectiam.com. I've gotten a little bit more popular on like social media, Instagram, things like that to spread the word out more and just inform people about what I'm doing to let them know about the good things I got going on. And some people may want to donate to me. So that's kind of how it's all gone. I've done fundraisers. I have merchandise as well on my website, officialprojectiam, where I sell products and a portion of the proceeds from that goes to fund the blessing bags to help more homeless people and young people as well.
How did you create the blessing bags? Like what was the process to say, okay, I want to create this care package and I need to know what to put in it. So give us some of the thought process behind it.
Yes, so with the blessing bags, our toiletry items like soap, tissue, socks, hand sanitizer, wipes, toothbrush, toothpaste, conditioner, really the daily essentials that we use that we can sometimes take for granted that they don't even have.
You know what happens in Chicago, all right? You know the reputation that Chicago has. I've traveled to Chicago multiple times to do gang peace treaties and all of that, still do it. But Chicago also produced you. And here's the reality, brother. You should be on the front of every news story for this whole week and next week, but you won't. You're not sensational enough. You don't fit the narrative of what typically comes out of Chicago, but you do represent Chicago too. What's your thought about the reputation, the generalization that young people in Chicago are just criminals and thugs? What's your thought about that?
So that's a great question. It's something that I like to touch on a lot. I'm here to show a different side of young black boys in the city of Chicago. That I always say that. And just the thought process behind that really frustrates me because, I mean, I'm a 14-year-old black boy from the city of Chicago, growing up with other 14-year-olds and have a lot of friends like that. So just thinking about the generalization about us being thugs and all we like to do is kill and just all those assumptions, it really cringes me, honestly, every time I can see something like that on the news or something like that. And the fact that it's pushed out there, though these type of ideas are pushed out there on the news all the time, it shows that they really aren't trying to help the kids in Chicago. They're really trying to push out a negative vibe of black kids in Chicago. So that's why I'm here trying to show something different.
Yeah, and you know exactly what you're talking about. All right, you're 100% correct on that assessment. Let's talk about Sparks Giving Tuesday program. How did you get involved in that?
So my friend Chloe, she is in LA and she does something similar to me with blessing bags and kind of helps other homeless people as well as young people just like me. So we met like a long time ago, years ago, and she got involved in this Giving Tuesday. So she came up with an idea, like a pitch for them to create a Giving Tuesday Sparks Kids. And I was one of the first people to be asked to be in it along with some other young people. So from there, we just added some more young people. It just kept going from there. But it's basically just helping a day of service, really. A day where you just help out your community and it's a really cool group of people.
What's the plans of 2022 for Project IAM?
For 2022, I plan on creating 20,000 blessing bags. And also, I want to hopefully start on tiny homes, which is something that I've been wanting to kind of start on for like 3 years now. But it's been some roadblocks just living in the city of Chicago and people thinking that they might rob your houses or mess with their children and those type of things. But We're coming up with solutions, so hopefully soon that can start this year. And also, I want to, not a want, but I am going to be publishing my second book. Hopefully, it can do as well. You can go look at jahkil.com. That's J-A-H-K-I-L.com for more information on that. But yeah, that's all I'm going to say on that. But
that's all you're going to say. Hold on, man. You just ran laps around me. You're on your second book. I have not finished my first. All right. You really have an adult schedule, man, with all that you do. They also tell me that you know how to hoop. I don't know. I think I could take you to the basket. And they say that you, yeah, I can. And they say that you are a hell of an actor as well. So let me ask you this. Which do you enjoy most, playing basketball or the art of drama acting as an expression?
I would definitely say basketball. I mean, I've been playing that my entire life, and it's a goal of mine to go to the NBA and own my own NBA team. So basketball is my all-time favorite over anything. But acting, it's a really fun way to just express myself more. But basketball has to be my number one.
Man, you are extremely talented, Jahkil. I got to tell you, man, you are definitely one of the greats already. I know that people say, man, you're going to be great. You know, you're going to be a remarkable leader. I'm here to tell you, you are already great. You are already enough. You are already a remarkable leader right now, okay?
Thank you.
You have done something so remarkable. And here's what I would like you to leave us with, because there are many who see what's happening in America. They see the adverse policies in local communities. And they say, you know, I'm not a politician. I'm not an elected official. I don't have millions of dollars to influence laws. What would you say to that person? How can they be empowered to change the reality around them?
So I'm going to say something that is actually similar to what Dr. King said. He said, you don't need a college degree to serve. You don't need that to serve. You only need a heart full of grace and a soul generated by love. So that's kind of similar to the question that you just asked, and which is what I'm going to say. You don't need to be rich to be able to help people. You don't need to have stacks of money in your wallet to be able to help other homeless people. That's not what you need. You only need kindness in your heart and understanding, really, of what's going on in the world. Like, if you knew about the issues like homelessness and you actually had knowledge of it, then you would be concerned and have empathy for that. So you don't need to be rich to be able to show empathy.
Yeah, listen, man, I'm about to give you some money right now. What's the website? Now I'm so serious. What's the website?
My website is officialprojectim.com.
Say it again for us.
Officialprojectim.com.
I'm going to ask my producers, make sure we put that in our chat so that people can follow that link. Very proud of you, Jahkil. What's the best advice you ever received?
Best advice I've ever received was to treat people how you want to be treated. And that's kind of going into what I am doing with the organization and inspiring other young people to do the same. Treat people how you want to be treated. That's something that I go by. Because especially with those in need, just think about their situation. Put yourself in their shoes. Like, would you want to be walked past or insulted or judge because you were in that situation? So that's the motivation that I have.
You know, and Jahkil, it's just that simple, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's just that simple. Thank you for rebranding, reframing the conversation and bringing us back to the humanity of it all. All right, if you need anything, let us know, okay? I'm going to continue to support you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.